Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Rachel Gleeson, you're the new company manager for Kirkadurka. An august position that you've landed for yourself. How do you approach such a position?
I'm extremely lucky to be working with artistic director Pat Kiernan, who has created quite a legacy for himself and the company. You know, it's been in existence for 30 years now and, you know, really has become one of the leading producers of off-site work in Ireland. Yep. And I'm just delighted to be working with him. I came in as assistant producer in July of 2020. So we've been working together since then. So he's well used to me and stuck with me now. So
do you take
excitement,
the,
I would say.
Yes, good. Well, do you take the place of Finn?
Yeah, I guess I am replacing Finn, yeah. Big shoes to fill.
Yes, Anna, but listen, I mean, you're right. What a fantastic legacy Kirkadurka has. There are any number of things you could say about what Kirkadurka has done over the years, but I suppose one of the highest profile aspects is the launching of Cillian Murphy's career way back in the day. I was lucky enough to be one of the ones that saw the original Disco Pigs in the old Triscoll, and I loved what Kirkadurka did for the city back then anyway, just bringing such colour and such vibrancy to all sorts of unusual locations. How familiar were you with past Kirkadurka stuff?
I was entirely familiar. Despite my D4 accent, I was born in Cork and lived here when I was younger. And my parents are big supporters and advocates of the arts, and we'd be brought to all of their productions through the years. So it's kind of a little bit incredible to me that I find myself now in this position, because I suppose I was really a fan and admirer growing up. But yeah, I mean, I've seen some absolutely incredible pieces, as you say. I mean, launched the careers of so many, Cillian, Eileen Walsh as well, and Enda Walsh, you know, big supporter of new writing, which I think is a really important aspect of the mission and one that we're keen to kind of continue. And you're dead right. You know, I kind of think they came onto the scene, they were their own thing, unique, a splash of colour in the city. And I think this is a really exciting time now to kind of, you know, I guess a new person coming in is always a kind of an opportunity to refresh and kind you know, reassess. And I guess I'm lucky that Pat seems happy about his change anyway, for now. But I mean,
he's a lovely fella.
Very early days, so we shall see.
Yeah, I even saw Clockwork Orange and Sir Henry's back in the day as well. I was around, that's kind of that's when I came to Cork, and Kirkadurka were part of what made me love this place. You've more Cork connections than I do, Rachel. Was it a Midsummer Night's Dream at Fitzgerald's Park? There really have been some sort of magical moments. And what is the approach of Kirkadurka, would you say, now and going forward then? Is it more of the same, or what sort of approach do you and Pat take in your discussions about what's to come post all of this craziness?
Yeah, I mean, number one, we need to get back to our audiences. So I guess in a way, we're lucky that we're not tied to a venue in the way that, you know, if we were running a space, although we do have the tiered development centre, which we use for development work, which should be open soon, hopefully. But I guess the fact that a lot of the work is outdoors, I think, is something that we feel lucky about, because we already kind of have COVID-friendly mechanisms in our processes. Say, you know, I don't know whether you saw, well, you may not have seen Contact that was on last year as part of Cork Midsummer Festival, but Contact was the first production.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, no, it was a kind of a pop-up thing in various estates.
I missed it,
but I heard it worked really well, and it tied in very nicely with where everyone was at.
Exactly, and I think it was just a breath of fresh air for people who'd been stuck in their houses, and it was really special, you know, bringing this production to these estates and playing on the greens. And I guess the way Pat has worked for years really just lent itself towards that kind of innovation. So moving forward, I think it's to continue to innovate, to continue to mount, you know, large scale spectacles. You know, that's what he does best. We've big plans for the next few years to do citywide.
I'm sure you'll be as involved as him with the coming up of the ideas. But are you the one that has to kind of go and then like sort of realize them and make them happen? It's a very exciting position.
It is. No, I think I'm the implementer, I kind of have to do all the organizing, so to speak. But that's, as you say, it's not to say that I don't have any input. I think myself and Pat will probably work on moving forward, you know, how our dynamic works. And you know, we've been working together on a number of projects over the last couple of months, and certainly have. He's very open to my creative input, which is lovely. So that there mightn't be such a hard divide there. But I'll, I think the company manager does the dog's work, but it's in order to facilitate the greater good, you know. So I think it's it'll be fulfilling no matter what, you know.
Will you? How happy are you to not be acting anymore, having acted for 15 years? Will you be looking at some of the performers and thinking, oh, I still have the graw for that?
Well, do you know, it's funny, I really don't think so. I've been acting for 15 years because I started when I was 12.
Wow.
So it was kind of, you know, what I did just as I grew up. And then I kind of just reached, you know, my late 20s and thought, is this really what I want to be doing anymore? And initially I thought I'd leave entirely, just abandon my arts community and do law. And then really what happened was I realised that I just missed the community, and I missed being around creativity. But it wasn't the performing that I missed. It was just being part of,
a creative enterprise.
Yeah. Exactly. And I kind of thought, God, I'd love to be, you know, a facilitator of other people's voices and plans and dreams.
Nice.
Cause you know, being an actor is hard enough. So it's funny. I really haven't missed performing since I left it. So it seems like, there's been a few right decisions along the way. So I'm delighted with that.
Good. Well, we wish you luck with it, and thank you very much for speaking with me this evening.
Rachel, not at all.
Rachel Gleeson, new company manager for Kirkadurka. Can't wait till I'm telling people about a new Kirkadurka production to go and see, because really they are a stellar element of Cork culture and Irish culture at that.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.